Welcome to The Hitch, week one.
Hi.
Hi.
Day five.
It is day five. We've moved.
We are just outside of Memphis.
Yeah, we are in Marion, Arkansas.
Yeah.
But we're about 20 minutes from downtown Memphis.
I know.
You wouldn't know it. I'd literally gasp in shock when I did a map search.
Yeah.
It feels like we're out there right now.
It feels very rural where we are. Yeah.
But yeah, we've been at the campsite for what, about an hour and a half, 2 hours or so. 4+ hour drive.
That felt good.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah. Surprisingly good. It just felt good. I felt really comfortable towing, and it was windy again.
Yeah.
But I think because it had been windy on the first day, I was kind of more used to it and how to compensate.
Yeah, yeah.
And how to kind of be prepared when a big truck comes blasting by. But otherwise, it felt surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I was happy about that because I was like, yes. I mean, I've been waiting for a long time to start to feel more comfortable, and today felt definitely that way.
I mean, the interesting thing is, so this is only the fifth day out, which is staggering to me, you know, to think that just a week ago we were still at home and still really like getting all the stuff together.
Yeah.
This was only our third time towing it this trip.
Right.
You know?
And
it all just felt really easy, you know, getting everything hitched up and everything unhooked from the campsite. Like I just kind of fell into autopilot on all of that, you know, and yet it's only my second time unhooking everything, you know, and, as we mentioned, we didn't have sewer, so we had to go dump
before
we pulled out and, you know, just going to the dump station, throwing on, you know, some rubber gloves and busting out the hose. And there was not even a moment of like, wait, what do I do again?
Which, you know? I'm excited about because when you just have water and electricity, you can save money.
Yeah.
Campsites are cheaper if you don't have full hookups.
Yeah, quite a bit. And last year, I think we only did that our very last campsite.
Yeah, because
was purely because there were no other sites available.
We were much more afraid of the sewer than we are now.
Yeah, you know, and we didn't really know, so it was
know how much water we would go through and all that. So
but now, like, just a couple of days, like, don't bother with it.
I was a little worried, or a little concerned, because we had to go kind of back into St. Louis and then down.
Yeah.
And it was so busy and hectic and stressful when we came in
a
few days ago because we kind of hit rush hour. And, we actually ended up leaving really late today.
Really late.
Like 12.
Yeah.
Which didn't make me super happy. But at the same time, I think it really did help in terms of like just whipping through. And there really wasn't traffic.
Easy.
Yeah.
And then it was Highway 55. It was one of those drives where you take the exit onto the highway and they're like,
this
for 312 miles.
Yeah, it's like when we drive across 80, it's just like point it straight and go.
Yeah, and this campsite is like literally off of that same highway.
Yeah,
so
it's easy.
Yeah, it was a very straight shot.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of semis, you know, it was surprisingly windy.
Yeah.
But
it was okay.
Man, you handled it like a champ.
Yeah, it was great. It was it was actually enjoyable, which was nice.
Yeah, it was. But it was a late start, and not just because we were kind of slow going, though we were slow going. Somehow, the 3-year-old has managed both nights that we have.
Oh,
needed
that's
to
right.
Tow,
I forgot. Oh, I put that out of my head.
Woken up in the middle of the night, needing, you know, one thing or another, or just excited or wanting to know when
he
can wake
like
up. And
every time we have
again
a drive
last
day
night, so we ended up sleeping in a little bit.
Yeah,
and then,
I've forgotten about that. No wonder I'm tired right now.
Yeah,
I'm so
exactly
tired.
I know.
But yeah,
and then we were also late because the 14-year-old and I were trying to buy some wrestling tickets to get back just at the end of August in Chicago was a big wrestling event that he wanted to go to, and we knew it was going to sell out fast, and so tickets were going on sale at 11, which was also checkout.
Right, that was checkout time. But we figured, we'll do everything. We'll have so much time. I mean, yeah. 11 is so late. We'll have so much time. We'll just be, like, killing. Yeah. Well, you kept saying, like, coming up with ideas to kill time. And in my head, I'm like, we do not need to kill time. We have a three-year-old that he's all about killing time. Like, trying to move forward is, like,
is a challenge.
Is a real challenge. Oh, we got the 14-year-old.
14-year-old's here.
You got to come story. A little closer. If you
yeah,
want.
Okay, you got to get heard. In. Get yeah. in.
Spotting move. Yeah, we tried to get tickets to this show, and we were like, oh, it's no problem. We'll just get them real quick, and then we'll leave. But there was a virtual queue sort of thing, and it turns out 40,000 other people wanted tickets to this event. Or maybe 60, I don't remember.
I think it was 60.
It was 60. 60,000 people were also in this line. And we were given spot number 5,000.
Yeah.
Which sounds pretty good.
Like, you know, that's like luck of the draw, pretty good. That took 30 minutes for the line to get down for 5,000. And just then, like 1 minute after, like 1 minute before we got in, yeah. It had sold out. So we were, like, at, like, 11:30, and we were like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we were not just ready to pull out.
We actually had
quite a bit of unhitching still
yeah,
to
Yeah, they
do.
Were...
We're hitching up to still do.
They were camped out on phones and computers, like, trying every way to get these tickets. And so it was me and the three-year-old doing all of the, like, closing duties, which usually we have more... capable people dealing with it. So, I mean, we did well. I just
he helped get all the drying off of the picnic table that things were drying on.
You know what? I decided he is my one and only helper this morning. I'm going to make him work. And he did actually very well. I don't mean to disparage him because he would like was drying dishes and putting them in the way. I was like, why not just challenge him? And you know what? He liked it. So.
He helps me hook up the trailer.
Yeah.
He,
like, he's really into it.
He'll carry the little like blocks that you have to put underneath the levels, and he'll help carry the cords over to where we need, you know, the cables where we need
he's
to hook them up.
He's very enthusiastic.
He is.
Yeah.
He
so.
Is. Likes to help, likes to clean. He's the only child in the world that loves to clean.
I feel like every three-year-old, you, believe it or not, when you were three, loved to clean.
Okay, maybe kids do love to clean.
In fact, we gave you a broom for Christmas when you were three.
And you were happy about it.
You were so excited.
I know. Yeah, I do, actually. Maybe every child likes to clean.
When they get older.
But it wears off.
Yeah, it wears off.
It wears off. But yeah, that was kind of some added drama. And it's funny because last year, around the same time, was the first wrestling event that this group did.
Yeah.
It was their first event, and they, or was that the right word I should be using?
Okay. That's it.
And so it was the same thing, but actually last
year.
We
were out camping.
We were camping, like, I don't even remember where we were.
It was the Mother's Day trip. We were in Wisconsin.
But I feel like we were driving when you.
We were.
Okay, so.
We were driving back.
I was driving, and Dan is, like, madly trying to get tickets.
Yeah.
And, you know, connection is going in and out, and it's just...
Yeah, we were just,
really
like,
stressful, but somehow they did get tickets that
we
time.
We got, as far as anyone can tell, it kind of feels like we got the very last tickets to that event.
So the moral of this story is, if you're trying to buy tickets to a professional wrestling event in Chicago... And when you're not in Chicago, you should always buy them in a weird highway that doesn't have connection.
Yeah.
And also you should buy them only when they're using weird systems that just involve the website keeping crashing over and over again.
I know, because I really thought this time that you guys would have a good chance because the last time was like so insane.
The last
you got
time
through.
Was legitimately
But
insane.
I mean, good for them. They're very popular and they're doing well. But anyway, we'll try again next year when we're camping.
That, like, part of that whole diatribe, because most of the people listening don't actually follow wrestling, but like, even when you are out on the road, like, this is an event that is happening once we are back. right. You know? And it's like, you actually do have to kind of keep tabs
right.
on real life.
Yeah.
And
life doesn't stop.
The other things that you have to be right. planning and thinking about. Like, it's not just, there's like fireworks happening.
Yeah.
Or somebody
something.
Is exploding.
And there's some kind of explosions
there's
happening.
There's explosions and the dog. And
the dog is not very
just
happy.
Just infrequently
about it.
Enough where like the dog will fall asleep and she'll be so happy. And then it'll be like, boom, boom, boom. And then she wakes up.
Yeah. But yeah, it is, you have, it's challenging because like I'm in this like campground world and traveling and like my brain is focused on that, but then I have to remember back like to what's going on at our house at home. And like, if I have to, you know, mail something or get in touch with somebody or whatever, it's hard to keep the same schedule.
Yeah. And it's like,
but some of those things still have to keep happening.
Yeah.
Like while we're gone, we have to make sure they happen. So I don't know.
There's not like an air siren going on.
What? No, that's like a horn.
Or an air horn? Okay, here's
someone
another.
Someone is playing.
Okay,
I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
The hitch tip number one. Don't bring air horns to campsites. It's very rude. Especially when it's like 8 p.m.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know.
That was weird.
We don't really know this area. We just got here, so...
Man,
I guess we'll have to figure out. We got to figure out what that boom is.
I mean, that's got to be fireworks.
Just the Memphis boom.
I guess.
Every now and
then. The Memphis boom. We didn't know about the Memphis boom, but.
Yeah. But that kind of derailed us. But, you know, just talking about kind of like, it's funny because to some degree you lead a dual life
right
now. You know, where it's like we're out here and there's its own rhythm and its own schedule, and you know, a lot of it has to do with like, where are we heading next and what does that weather look like and all of that, you know. But then there's also kind of remembering that there is stuff at the other end of this, or there's stuff happening. I mean, I'm working the whole time, so there's schedules there. It's even weirder because I work Pacific time, so like I'm in sort of dual time zones.
A lot of your work happens later than it normally would.
Yeah, you know, and you know, just keeping all of that juggled is another thing that I think as the weeks progress becomes easier. But right now it's definitely like a very conscious effort.
Well, because usually when you go on a vacation you like do it.
What is that?
I don't know. We're gonna have to investigate and report back tomorrow. Like... But I don't know what is happening. But you know, usually you get everything ready, you go on vacation, you just kind of like forget about your life.
Yeah.
And just focus on traveling. But we're out
because
long
you're
enough.
For like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but we're out long enough that we have to keep our real life going at the same time. So we kind of have two. We're living a double life right now.
But also, like, there's obviously like the work related stuff that you have to keep an eye on and like making sure your house doesn't burn down and stuff like that. But also like just fun, like you're still you when you're on the road.
Yeah.
So like keeping in touch with things you like as we've mentioned, this kind of turned into a wrestling episode, but we follow wrestling and we watch televised. Can I just say what the televised wrestling? We watch the WWE TM every week, and like, now, like, we're dealing with campsite television, which is not great. So, like, given Monday, I was watching wrestling on a TV that was very staticky.
Yeah.
So it would just kind of turn, like, white kind of sometimes, and also just buzzed the whole time.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, someone would be like, da-da-da, wrestling, and it would just be like, buh, and it was like, yeah, you gotta deal with that. Or, like, I'm sorry. Like, I follow, like, the video game industry.
Yeah.
And E3, which is, like, the world's most wild trade show, technically, I guess. And it was happening. And so I was, like, we were driving, and I was, like, watching, like, a press release? E3's weird.
Press
conference, but without press.
Okay.
E3's very strange for a press conference. Like, you just keep up with what you like.
Yeah.
That's my tip.
Yeah.
It's
and sometimes
true.
It means adding it to a calendar to not forget. Because,
<Yeah.
laughs> like, when I travel, I get so into where I am that I have a hard time remembering the other world.
Absolutely.
But Anyway, you're right. There are ways to do it. There are ways to keep in touch and to keep doing your regular stuff.
Yeah.
They're just sometimes a challenge or sometimes they don't work out, but...
And part of it, I think, is like by doing that, it enables you to stay out longer.
Yeah.
You know? You know, for me, this isn't vacation.
Right.
And like, I have colleagues that are like, oh, enjoy your vacation. Like, I have to correct them. I'm like, no, I'm around. Like, I'll be around the whole time. You know? But it's great because it means that that means we can stay out that much longer.
Right.
You know, I mean, our main thing bringing us back is the school year.
Right.
You know, it's not work and things like that. But, you know, we're keeping tabs on all that. Though, all that is a very long way away.
Yeah. Luckily, we have a lot of time left.
My brain still has not adapted to how much time there is.
Right.
I keep thinking like, oh, no.
It's going so fast.
It's already been 5 days.
Well, it will. Like, it'll go fast. But we just have to enjoy it every day.
And we will.
Yep. And we got to really figure out what this booming and strange
horn is
happening. I don't know what's going on.
All right. We're going to go investigate that. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!